The Federal Aviation Administration is advising pilots flying around Eielson Air Force Base, Fort Greely, and Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson over the next few days to expect unreliable or unavailable signals for their aircraft's GPS set. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Alan Knapp says it's being done to prepare military pilots to operate in environments in which GPS is not available.
In a modern contested environment, most of the modern battlefields that our airmen will face, the reception of GPS is definitely not guaranteed. It's something that is going to be up for grabs. And it helps to have our airmen experience GPS being denied here in a training environment like Red Flag prior to an actual engagement where they lose their GPS reception.
The FAA has issued several advisories in recent days informing pilots about the periodic GPS interference testing around the military airfields over the next 10 days during Red Flag. The agency says pilots may experience GPS problems at different times and at different altitudes, but they say pilots should expect anomalies anywhere within 365 nautical miles of Fort Greely up to 40,000 feet. Knapp says pilots should also expect GPS anomalies today through Friday within 150 nautical miles of Eielson at 40,000 feet and within 120 miles of Jaybear at 40,000. This week's GPS interference testing around Eielson and Greeley is being conducted from mid-morning to around 12:30 p.m. and again from 4:15 to 5:15 p.m. daily. The schedule will vary beginning this weekend, with once-a-day testing scheduled for some days. FAA officials ask pilots to report all GPS anomalies they encounter during the testing period to the agency's Anchorage Center to help them measure the extent of the problem. Knapp says the Air Force jamming should not affect cell phones or other mobile devices, but he says motorists will encounter problems with their vehicle's GPS sets if they're near any of the three military air bases during the testing. He says members of the public may also notice problems when using other devices that rely on GPS for time calibration.
I can't tell you that we categorically will not affect anything else. More and more technologies are drawing upon that and using it for their services they provide.
The FAA says additional notices to airmen will be issued throughout the GPS interference testing period to keep pilots apprised of any changes in plans. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.